The system is the enemy. The enemy today is the U.S. government itself, and it is, by every standard of measure, the most evil thing that has ever existed on Earth. All effective efforts are to be directed at, towards, and in opposition of the system itself. Forget politics. There is nothing to be gained by playing by the rules. Engaging in the two-party political system is a useless ego trip for everyone involved. There is no political solution. Eye for death. No use fucking around. If the system ever legally imposes on you, disappear totally or confront it totally. No one talks, everybody walks. We must discipline ourselves to never breathe a word about anything illegal to anyone, anytime. Remaining at all times law-abiding and upstanding citizens and never speaking otherwise. The ends justify the means. We pursue the highest goal, therefore, all is permitted in the furtherance of it. Any action taken against a pig system is inherently immoral and heroic deed. In the fight against the system, in the struggle of truth against the tide of falsehood swallowing the world, only failure is immoral. Be all things to all people. We must effectively infiltrate at will, whenever and wherever the situation calls for it. Strive to be a master of every ideology, knowing and paying into every impulse and fear of the populace, becoming fluent in all dialectics, dress, etc. Read the room and speak their language. Respect cooperation and loyalty. To organize effectively, you must develop personal relationships, learning to trust and rely on your clique. Learn the laws of the land you walk. Assume you are being watched at all times and proceed to act accordingly. Conspiracy, among other petty criminality, is unnecessary and dangerous. Knowing the weapons the enemy uses against you is as important as knowing the weapons you use against him. Stupid people equals pigs. Regardless whether they are with you or against you, stupid people in your clique are as harmful as system enforcers. Remove them expeditiously. The professional hires pimps are one thing. Loose talk and stupidity are another. But they both led to the same disastrous result. Survive. Survive at all costs, becoming less and less dependent on the system supply chains, economy, and outgroup social circles. Never forget the number one priority of any revolutionary, to maintain, to survive. Pick your battles wisely. Inaction is preferable to short-term satisfaction. You do not agitate by placing yourself in the center of brawls. Engaging directly in system dialectical conflict is a loss for us and a win for the pig system. If there's no clear-cut advantage to any potential conflict, then stay out of it. Analysis rather than paralysis. Paranoia is insidious and ranks as one of the top causes for complete organizational failure. Healthy fear is necessary, but this should lead to cautious thought and planned action, rather than psychological defeat and surrender. Anonymity is a weapon. You can do a lot more in anonymity by the way of things which count than you could ever hope to do under any kind of official scrutiny. Think as you want, but behave like others. It's both dangerous and futile for us to attempt to communicate our intentions in any way to the general public, detached from the groupthink, but always aware of its changing tides. Master of your region. Learn your local geography, wildlands, roads, and towns. Learn what it would take to survive in all of the environs. Construct plans for every eventuality. Plan, and practice. Decentralize. Movementarianism of any sort cannot be tolerated any longer. It is a failed project. What's a group? S is more. 4 or less. Properly motivated and intelligent individuals following these tenets are more powerful than 10,000 system-dependent pigmen. Always keeping in mind that the fewer sets of ears and mouths, the lower the risk. We do not wish for law and order. We do not wish for law and order, because it means continued existence within this rotten system. Anything which contributes to friction can only help us in the long run. Anything that contributes to stability is our enemy. We do not wish to rock the boat. We intend to sink it. Self-reliance. You save you. There are no heroes. No one is coming to save you. Do it yourself. Be proud of it. Do not put stock in those that claim to be solving the problem. If not me, then who? Drop out. Mentally, spiritually, physically, and economically. It is a long process. Eat the elephant one bite at a time, as the saying goes.
advanced industrial society can tolerate only those small-scale communities that are emasculated, tamed, and made into tools of